Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use it to your advantage. It's all free. Everything there. We work hard to make it available to you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Michael Cox. Our good friend Mike has been with us, a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 10 years. He's the founding director of the Center for Global Markets and Freedom at Cox School of Business at SMU. That's smu.edu. He's also the president of his own company, Michael Cox and Associates, W. Michael Cox and Associates, the author, the co-author of Myths of Rich and Poor. That's a Pulitzer Prize-nominated book. Michael, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about your recent work on studying the issues around and the reality of Americans migrating inside the borders of our own country. One of the things that's really helped make this possible for many people and is moving down the socioeconomic chain, Mike, and that is technology. Yeah, I mean, how many people have been able to say to their boss, "Hey, boss, I'm moving to Texas, I'm moving to Florida, I'm moving to Tennessee, but I want to keep working for you, and so we'll just connect up over the internet and I work that way." How many, you know, that happens all the time.
That's true. And then the other part of it is that the ability to operate a small business outside your home, and so that makes you able to move to the tax-friendly state or the labor-friendly state.
That's right.
And most of the things, we found six things that mattered. Number one was the tax rate. Number two was the degree to which that economy is unionized. If you're right to work, you're gaining people. If you're not, you're losing people. The third thing was the school.
So union, if you're not a right to work state, meaning you have to pay dues if you work in a union shop. Yeah. If you're not a right to work state, meaning you don't have to do that, then you're less likely to get the people to move to your state.
That's right. You're likely to get them to move out.
Yep, that's right. All right.
The third thing was the such things as how expensive it is to live there, the housing prices. And I think about that, that's also good for small business. If you're going to have yourself an office at home, then you want it to be inexpensive along with the rest of your house. And at the time we did this study, the median price of a home in California was $448,000, and in Texas it was $148,000.
For the same house.
For the same house, folks.
I've seen them.
Same house. And
bigger lot. Bigger lot in Texas, too, by the way.
Right, and access to an airport where if you want to go to California and do the things you can do out there, you can do it.
What else?
Fourth thing that mattered was the schools, the quality of the public schools. And we looked at schools in the eighth grade. People tend to center on the eighth grade schools when they're figuring out, you know, does this state have good schools or not? And I got some surprises coming up for you on that.
All right.
But that not in this segment. We'll have to do another segment on this because you've been basically lied to about the data on the data, America, about which schools are good and which ones are bad. They're hiding stuff.
All right.
And then the fifth thing was, weather mattered to people. It didn't matter in a way that you would think. People don't seem to mind hot and they don't seem to mind cold, but they do mind both hot and cold at the same time. People just can't stand that. Let's see if I can. And I don't know if I'm going over everything.
That's number six.
Surely
health care is in there somewhere.
Well, it didn't matter. In fact, let's talk about
it. But I'm going to tell you something, Mike. It's going to matter. Your next report, your next report is going to, one of these six is going to get nudged out, and healthcare is going to be on that six. I'm predicting that, Mike. And it's not going to say healthcare, though. It's going to say Obamacare.
Well, but here's what we found, Jim. We found that to the extent that welfare mattered, and it could be health welfare, some other kind of welfare, it mattered negatively. In other words, states which were offering generous health care plans, welfare plans, to individuals were losing more people who were having to pay for those.
That's right, because
they were gaining people who were receiving them.
Because that's typically where the taxes are higher.
And it's also because those people are more mobile.
Right.
The wealthy people will pack up and move, before the welfare people will. So you're gonna, if you have a big generous welfare program,
which is what you got going on in Detroit and in Michigan right now.
And you're, and look, Detroit is down from 1.7 million people maximum at one time to about 500,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happening in those states.
Mm-hmm.
So
Detroit is a classic example. Michigan is a classic example of a state that's being
how to do it wrong.
Being people are leaving. So, but now back to healthcare though. I really believe that the next time you go through this study again, Mike, you'll find that how states handle the Obamacare, how, you know, because each state is going to be a little bit different.
That's right.
And how the states handle Obamacare will be a big factor. That's going to be on your list. I think it'll be up on your list, not just number six.
And there we might have to break down the mobility effect by low income versus high income, because you would expect that the states who offer it might attract in people who can be seeking it, but they're going to run out the people who are having to pay for it.
This kind of migration, Mike, is very disrupting for the nation, isn't it?
No, Jim, I don't think so. I think it disciplines the nation. It disciplines the states to behave.
Wait, Mike. I didn't say it was bad. I said it was disrupting.
Oh yes. It makes them look at what happened in Minnesota. Look at what happened in Wisconsin. These places in Michigan, Illinois, they're all having to face choices. The state legislature, you mean I can't view you as an infinitely taxable resource anymore?
Yep.
Look at California. You mean I can't charge you infinite price for this nice weather that we happen to have? That's what the politicians are doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're extorting every bit of benefit people get from
this
the nice
is the
weather.
Kind of disruption, though, Mike. It's like technology. You know, it creates opportunity and disruption at the same moment. And so this is I think in this case this is good disruption, and it's the only way. People voting with their feet is the only way to help these profligate politicians like you got in Sacramento, California, to help them get religion about what, you know, how the reality.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.